Not Willy Wonka.
We don't get to use this very often on the show.
Yeah, you're trying to say we're in La La Land or something.
That's all right. I mean, listen.
Willy Wonka.
Sometimes you have to believe, guys. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Monday night, join Broads here live at 6 p.m. for a special Home Run Derby broadcast brought to you by Budweiser with giveaways all night. Yeah, the Home Run Derby. By the way, before we get to the phone calls here and whether or not you think the Sixers need LeBron James, we got the announcement last night, Hugh, that we officially have Bryce Harper in for the Home Run Derby. So we have, I believe, six spots locked into the Home Run Derby, including Bryce Harper. Still waiting on Schwarber to give the full yes. My guess is
he found the pitcher, so he didn't pick Jack?
He did not pick Jack. Well,
Jack, if you're listening, I was pulling for you. Yeah. I was pulling for you, Jack.
I thought that was
pretty commendable.
But I didn't think there was any chance Jack Fritz was getting picked to be Bryce Harper. I mean, come on. This is Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little distraction for Bryce, you know.
Well, you know what? It's pretty cool. He's only done it one other time, I think. That was in Washington his last year there. So he doesn't do this very often, but he's doing it this year with the here in Philadelphia. So Bryce Harper officially in the Home Run Derby. 215-592-9494. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? Coming up at 11, we will have Harold Reynolds on with us. Some of the All-Star festivities this weekend, the HBCU Swingman Classic, all the Phillies All-Stars, what he thinks of this team as we head towards the break here. And Scott Fransky, of course, at 12 o'clock. Early returns on the poll question. Very interesting. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? I say yes. Hugh Douglas says no. Will in the Northeast is up. Will!
Oh, hey!
Hey, Will. Will, what's up, pal?
All right, listen, man. Listen, what are we, Shark Tank? What are we shopping our teams around with this one guy? I mean, this is like getting out of hand. Now, I'm not going front. In the beginning, I was all in, but guess what?
Will, I need you.
The thing is, wow, you drove Will away.
And hoping and dreaming that you're going to come here, and then you go to another team. I'm done with the hopes and the dreams. Be a man and just say what team you're going to go to, man. It's but so many times you're going to tell me Santa Claus is this, and he don't. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this, right? What we do need is for our center and B to give us a full season of nonstop basketball, man. Just give us one full season. You know what I'm saying? Without being injured, without pouring out for six games, give us one full season. That's what I need from our center, man. The person that's been here the whole entire time but can't give us a full season. Let's go and be, man. Listen, I'm not dependent on LeBron. I'm dependent on you, bro. It's time for you to step your game all the way up. You got the money, so guess what? It's time for you to deliver. That's what I need. Because if LeBron don't want to come here, we're not begging nobody to come here and play for it. You'll see us in a championship.
Wait a second. Are you saying we have to rely on Embiid if LeBron James doesn't come?
That's what he said.
Embiid?
I understand.
You know what?
I really hate to say it, but yeah, it's time for him to step up, bro. It's been too long. You long overdue. Listen, man, give us a full season, bro. One full season. And if you go out with a broken leg or a crutch or on a walker, then guess what? I'll give you all the respect in the world if you give me one full season. That's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, we can all hope for, you know, pigs to fly, Will. I mean, like, these things are not going to happen. Like, the idea that if we don't get LeBron, Joel Embiid will stay healthy for a full season. I mean, Will, I mean, come on. I'd love to walk out of here of $1 million fall to the sky. None of these things are going to happen.
Sounds a little lofty.
Listen, I'm going to keep it real. Listen, LeBron is the missing piece. He playing too many games, man. We need grown men on this court, man.
We don't like
we
his emotions play with.
We know what they want. You know what I'm saying? And know what they need in order to get to the next level. And we're the team. There's no more looking. You don't need to search anymore. You looking right at the team. We're ready to pick you up, and we're ready to win a championship with you. That's it.
Listen, I love the passion, but I mean, come on. And we appreciate the phone call. Oh, yeah, you know, if we don't get – is this the spin we're going to hear in the next few weeks if LeBron doesn't choose us? Well, maybe this is the year Joel Embiid stays healthy. We don't need LeBron James.
No, I'm not going to jump out there and say that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I think we have a good, formidable team. It would be better if we had LeBron here, but
of course it
I mean, it's not like I'm not about to sit here and be like I need LeBron. That's you know.
See, this is about you more than it is about.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like need.
It just feels like you.
He's just being stubborn.
What are you talking about?
Well,
because you know we're better with him. You just it's like fundamentally you can't say I need someone.
It's the word. Yeah, he knows. It's the word.
I doesn't want to. I never once said we weren't. We wouldn't be better without him, but I don't need anything. You know what I mean? We'll make it do what it does.
You got this.
Oh, yeah.
You're good on your own. Yep.
Yeah, Sixers usually make things right on their own. I mean, you're right about that. They don't need any help.
I don't like the way Kyle said that.
Hugh doesn't need us, Joe.
I'm good on my own. I can do this by myself.
All right.
You made it this far.
You know what? See ya. We're out.
Well, wouldn't want to be you.
I don't think it really requires spin. Like, we were just at this place before the idea of LeBron popped into any of our heads. We got Jaylen Brown here, and look, we were excited. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have a good feeling about Joel Embiid being healthy for the majority of the season. But I think the idea is, and what makes the Jaylen Brown trade good, is that now you can see a path of the Sixers winning games while Joel Embiid's not on the court.
Right.
Like, they have a good enough team now to where they're not fully reliant on Joel Embiid, with or without LeBron.
Well, I agree with that. And the Sixers, and I think this shouldn't be lost, and it's a fair point. The Sixers have guaranteed us a season to have interest in next season just by Jaylen Brown. They don't need LeBron James for interest in the team. They have acquired that. They have gotten us back on board by trading for a guy that finished sixth in MVP voting last year. So that box is checked. But now I'm getting greedy. Like, I want to win an NBA championship because, you know, I was listening to this morning, and they were unpacking kind of the more of that Jaylen Brown trade, the morning show today. And they were talking about how, you know, really it was about money, right? And the Celtics don't want to pay this guy an extension. And a couple years from now, Jaylen Brown might want $70 million. You know, I was thinking about this, and I'm not sure we're ready for this, but the NBA now is short-term. It's not really long-term anymore. Like, it's long-term if you're the Thunder and you keep drafting like they do.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else, it's kind of short-term. Once you start getting players paid, it's hard to sustain your team. That's what just happened to the Celtics. So, you know, this thing we've created here, it's great. I'm excited for it. It might only last a couple years. I mean, 2 years from now, the Sixers might be in the same spot the Celtics were now in terms of Maxey's going to want that money and mm-hmm. Brown's going to want an extension. So we may be in the same spot the Celtics were, like, hey, can we really pay all these guys all this money with the way the cap is? So I want to, you know, I just want to strike while the iron's hot. They have these guys. They have the top three guys as the guards and forwards. And if you get LeBron, you could win it this year because I don't know if they're going to have this group for 5 years. It might only be a 3-year thing, and then they got to reset.
Yeah, that's true, and I understand your feelings about everything, but like I'm kind of with Kyle.
But you're stuck.
I'm kind of with Will. Well, that mm-hmm. little bit of that, but at the same time, we see the same thing LeBron sees, right?
Yes.
So now it's like, okay, what are you trying to do? I guess. People are starting to feel like you're just dragging this out because when you talk about the other teams that are in this, if your desire is to win another championship, it feels like, as a basketball layman, that this is the best route to go when you talk about the young players that you have and the chances that this team has. Feels like it's the best route. Nothing's guaranteed. That's what I'm really stuck on. It's not about whether we want or need him, but nothing's guaranteed in sports. So to say that we need him and we're going to win a championship, I think that's kind of ridiculous.
All right, let me just throw one quick thing in about the dragging it out. And if that's rubbing you the wrong way, do we have memories like goldfish here? It took Bryce Harper 4 months to sign. 4 months. Spring training had begun in 2019 when Bryce Harper signed on the dotted line. And it was a party here. Now, I understand it's different. Bryce Harper was 26 years old and signing up for 13 years.
Yeah, that's a long-ass time.
Yeah, right, and it was, and we were just desperate. I mean, the Phillies were desperate for one of those guys, Machado Harper, to sign. But, like, we did a four-month courting of Bryce Harper. This has been 9 days. I know our attention spans are getting less as human beings every day, but this has been 9 days.
But you know what it is? I think it's the history. Like, I'm not mad at him. I mean, you know, I'm not mad at him for making a decision because this is his last go-round.
Yeah,
I get that. But
it's him. It's LeBron.
I think it's eerily similar. And then we went past the last time he's done this, when he took his talents to South Beach.
You're right.
And I think that's why people are getting a little antsy, because the more we talk about this, the more it makes sense to us. But the more times that he takes, especially after, you know, the thing we just had with the Flyers and everything and the Bo Bichette thing, we're feeling a little antsy right now.
Why are you throwing that in?
I'm just being honest, man. That's how
You're trying to set everyone up for the hurt.
No, I'm just saying, as fans, that's how we're feeling. We feel a little bit of trepidation because of all this other stuff that's happened. I'm just keeping it a bean.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. We have right now we have sports anxiety when it comes to certain things that we want to get done. Because it's funny that Kyle brought it up, because Bros, I was kind of surprised that Bros kind of took a dump on Briere.
He ripped Briere. I mean, he crushed Briere.
It was kind of insane. Relax.
Well, it was an interesting angle, but they could have went $2.8 million over where they went?
They got the contract to the point where they hosed the Ducks. Like, that was the whole idea. $2 million more doesn't – I don't think it makes much of a difference.
I get it. But
you know, it's almost like –
The reason you like
that
is because it's like you at the auction. You went so far, but then you were afraid to go and win.
That wasn't it.
You got to win the auction.
You know what it's like? It's like when you have a young individual – I'm not going to say male or female, but a young individual that you're dating, right? That you go out of your way, you get them the flowers, you get them the nice dinner, you had the nice dinner prepared, and you get them a nice diamond ring or whatever, a nice piece of jewelry.
I played with guys.
And then they say, you do all of that, right?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, you didn't put it in a nice enough box, or you didn't wrap a nice bow around it. Like, for real? You know, I did all this? Has it happened? No, we ain't talking about my personal business.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
215.
I hate you, Kyle.
592-9490. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, look. We have a better chance of LeBron coming here than Joel playing more than 40 games. So if I can get LeBron here, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it exponentially raises our percentage of winning a championship.
Well, of course it does. And a year where they're going to be in the mix anyway. And, Jeff, I keep thinking about this. Like, if he lands in the Eastern Conference and there's six or seven contenders, the Sixers among them, he might be, even at his age, like the thing that puts the team over the top. Maybe it puts Miami over the top. Maybe it puts, you know, the Cavs over the top. And we're going to be sitting there out in the second round again and being like, oh, damn, it would have been nice to have him on this team.
And if anybody's getting upset that he's taking his time, the dude literally did a one-hour show when he went from Cleveland to Miami. held it out for weeks. And then they actually had a one-hour TV show with commercials and everything for the decision. So that's expected. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, man.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's
kinda, he knows how to milk it.
Of course he does. I mean, we were all watching that dumb TV show for an hour until the end when they who was it? Jim Gray? Was it Jim Gray? Who was the guy?
I forgot who it was.
Might have been Jim Gray.
But I remember people really mad at him. They were really mad at him in Ohio.
I mean, that's a tough one to leave Ohio the way to. Jeff, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh. We do have one last pair. We have given
Hugh's
away.
Hugh's Clues.
No, not today. Hugh, come on. We're out in public. It's a Friday. I can't. Plus, we like to give the people on Friday a little reprieve
Got
from the
to
week of
give
Hugh's
the
Clues.
People. Yeah.
Because I think with Hugh's Clues, honestly, most people don't have a chance because the clues sometimes are so out there that like they don't even know what they're guessing.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, they're a joke.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
At least with Friday, it's equal playing field, level playing field. Everyone's got a chance. And here, you know what we have? We have ourselves a pair of tickets to tonight, HBCU Swingman Classic at Citizens Bank Park.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be warm,
it's
too.
It's going to be great. You and I already were at Citizens Bank Park this morning, getting our credentials for this week coming up and all the All-Star festivities this weekend into next week. All right, so we have a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic. And now, before I tell you how we're doing it and the game we're going to play, you might already know, can we hear a couple things? Because it sounds like teams and individuals are making their pitches here to LeBron James. So first, let's hear Shams on the latest on how teams are trying to get their message to LeBron.
Some of the leading suitors for LeBron James, whether that's a Golden State, a Cleveland, Miami, Minnesota, Philadelphia, some of them have been able to send a voice note to LeBron James via Rich Paul. So whether it's an owner, a president, or a general manager, being able to record a voice note, I'm told, send it to Rich Paul, and that makes its way to LeBron James. This is just a part of LeBron James' process.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
So we have voice notes, voice memos being sent from teams to LeBron James.
I mean, come on.
I wish I had a friend like Rich Paul that I've been like 10 toes down since day one.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope,
You have to
though.
Pay him well. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying LeBron got that bread.
No, I know.
But Rich Paul, I mean, that's the way you – like, LeBron's probably trying to take this time to just – unwind and figure out where he actually wants to be. And Rich is trying to guide him in the best possible direction. But it's ultimately, like he said, LeBron's decision.
Well, but the pitches are coming in here. They're coming in through voice memo. So here's what we're going to do today.
God, it sounds like that sounds
it's
like a strange
such
joke.
A joke.
You know what it is? Oh. It's the way we're going to get LeBron James is what I'm saying.
Great.
So here's what we're going to do today for a Tri-Day Friday. Yes, we're going to do a Tri-Day. Hugh Douglas, Tri-Day Friday, how about this? The best pitch we hear today for LeBron James will win the tickets to tonight's HBCU Swimming Classic. Let's hear that Tri-Day music, Kyle. Yes, we need your pitch. So let's pretend this. Let's pretend that the Sixers will take the best answer we get today, the best pitch for LeBron James we hear today, and they will send it to LeBron James. Like, I don't know what the chances of this happening is, but it's not zero based on what we just heard there from Shams. Like, these teams are sending pitches. So pretend your pitch on the Midday Show today gets to LeBron James. Hugh Douglas.
What do you mean pretend?
Well, I just, okay. Go it about does, it. Does, go yeah. about it as if
he's
we're,
listening
if,
to WIP right
exactly
now.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Don't come
right
here,
now. LeBron's listening right now. He hears you. What's your pitch to LeBron James? Hugh Douglas, what would be your pitch if you got to speak to LeBron?
Oh, well, I got to go first.
Yeah, I don't want to hear what you got to
say. I'd be like, hey, man, you know, I don't even know what I would say.
That's a great
Hugh.
Pitch.
I don't know.
I mean, LeBron's not, like, hey. He's not coming here now.
It is what it is, dog. It's your last go round. Hey, it is what it is, dog. It's your last go round.
Cut the mic.
Wait a minute. You I didn't know you scored me first. Because I told you I was feeling some kind of way about you talking about I need him. I don't need nobody. I don't need none of that.
You've turned Hugh off of this whole thing.
You have single-handedly ruined the pitch to LeBron James.
I didn't know you wanted me
what,
first.
Is what it is.
Hey, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, listen. Just know, when this guy signs at Cleveland or Miami, I am blaming you. I mean,
wait
this,
a minute.
This
give
is
me
completely
a
your
moment.
Fault.
I didn't know you were going
all right, you know what? You know what? Screw it. Let's hear Saquon Barkley, because at least he was ready yesterday. Here's Saquon's pitch to LeBron James.
If LeBron called you, what would you tell him about playing in Philly?
That's a great question. I mean, I think it's one of the greatest sports towns in the world. I know Josh Hart said the opposite. I saw that today on Twitter, but I have to disagree with him. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to go out with a bang, I feel like a great spot would be in Philly and bring a championship to Philadelphia. You'd be remembered forever.
See, that's not that hard. Saquon Barkley on the spot.
But I will tell you this. Saquon Barkley pitch is different than the one I think that's going to get LeBron. Hey, LeBron's already won a couple championships, right? LeBron's considered one of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game. As much as that he might like what Saquon Barkley said, him and Saquon are on two different stratospheres as far as athleticism and you know, the annals of sports.
So are you critiquing Saquon's pitch without giving your own?
No, I'm just saying. I understand what he's saying, but LeBron is already, you know, he's already reached the pinnacle.
So how do we pitch him? I mean, he has reached the pinnacle.
I would tell him, you know what, LeBron, coming to Philadelphia, you're going to get a great experience, a great sports town, and Reading Terminal is one of the most phenomenal places that you could go. It has
Reading
been ranked
Terminal?
Number one in, like, food courts in America.
This this guy's probably eaten at every fine dining establishment in the world.
He ain't got the barbecue ribs that the Amish make. The Amish make some fire barbecue ribs.
Amish.
Shout out to my man Pete Zook.
Tell him LeBeck Finn would love to have it.
LeBeck Finn, yeah, Kyle. And we got this fire-ass restaurant.
As this segment goes on, Finn. We have no shot at this guy if this is the pitch.
And we got some of the best Mediterranean food you can have.
At LeBeck Finn that closed 16 years ago. All right, here's the pitch. All right, you
man,
ruined it.
My bounce back game
you have
is strong.
Ruined it. All right.
My bounce back game.
Here's the pitch. There's two things here. And, yes, I mean, obviously the top pitch is you have a chance to win here. But beyond that.
Reading Terminal.
No, not Reading Terminal.
Are you listen?
No,
Joe,
I love the Reading Terminal. Reading the
Terminal.
Donuts there are awesome.
Reading Terminal's fire.
It's a great place. But that you think the Reading Terminal is going to lure LeBron James to Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay.
Ain't no other place like it on the planet.
Okay. Here's what it is. Of all the options, this is the only place that checks every box between desperation to win. The other places don't have desperation to win. Golden State, they've won. They've been a dynasty. Miami's already won with you. Cleveland's won with you. This place is desperate. We'll love you forever if you win here. And LeBron is very aware of historical stuff in sports. I mean, he pretends he's not, but he is because he knows where he's ranked and people say about him. This is a place where there's been many great athletes that have come as the finishing piece, right? Moses Malone, if we want to use the NBA version of this, was That was Moses.
You
be
this sounds like you about to get serious about
well,
this.
I have to try to pick us up after what happened over here.
And what do you talk about? What happened?
Ribs from the Amish market?
And I didn't give you the Coupe de Gracie, though.
Oh, you left that out.
Yeah, the crab fries from Chicken and Pete's.
You know
it's
what?
A dollar crab fry day. LeBron, you ain't going to get no crab fries anywhere else like you're going to get them here at Chicken and Pete's.
LeBron,
man.
A billionaire. Come on down for
Come
cheaper,
on down to Chicken and
Pete's.
And I tell you
well,
what.
A good idea here.
I tell you what. You would never have to wait for a chair if you came to Chicken and Pete's because Pete has the back room back there.
I'm glad you
caught me off guard because I was still stuck on the I need LeBron. I don't need nothing.
Okay, we're trying to pitch this guy. 215.
We got the back room over here. We got the book by the bar.
94.
Back room. You can come and have a seat anytime you come to Chicken.
You know what? Please give a better pitch.
Dollar Crab Fries.
All right, there's two bars now. There's the bar number one. The best pitch we get today wins the tickets to tonight's HBCU Swimming Classic. Bar number two. Just be better than Hugh's pitch of Reading Terminal.
And Chicky and Pete's.
Okay, and Chicky's and Pete's. All right, 215-592.
Two Philadelphia icons.
Is what it is. You want my pitch real quick? You want my pitch?
Yeah,
too much pressure here, LeBron. Go somewhere else that's cozy.
Dump yourself. This is ruining it. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe.
Wait a minute.
Jack Del Rio said, what does Hugh Douglas give us anyway?
Nothing.
Hugh has me busting up, man.
I mean, that was the worst pitch in the history of free agent pitches.
First of all, I didn't know you were going to come to me first. I didn't know that.
But you didn't know we were going to do this.
But you threw me off because I'm like, I don't lead LeBron anywhere. Like that kind. I'm still stuck on the need.
But that was the first segment. The
second
segment was,
you know,
was the pitches.
Sometimes.
Joe, I just turned the horse and buggy on. I literally just passed a horse and buggy on Route 340 here in Lancaster County, and they have a sign on the back already. Hugh Douglas sucks. Called us Amish.
Amish. Am I saying it wrong?
The Amish.
How's it spelled?
A-M-I-S-H.
Amish.
Amish.
All right, then, fine.
Fighting about Tyler Shuck.
I don't want to.
I
ain't got no beef with the Amish.
I'm getting it. Go ahead, David.
All right. First off, Joe, we do not need LeBron. When they traded for Jaylen Brown, they instantly turned into a contender. They like we had said before, they fixed this in one swoop. So it's fixed. LeBron is more of a like a play toy per se, because we don't need him to win it. But if we do get him, it will be better.
Of course it will be. All right, David. What would be your pitch to LeBron if he's listening?
All right, Joe. He's going to listen and it's going to get him. Ready? I'm going to do it in song. When I need LeBron, I just close my eyes and I'm with LeBron. And all that I so want to give LeBron.
I know this song. I just
can't
think of the name
of it. It's only a heartbeat
away.
When I need LeBron.
Yeah, I remember this song.
I hold out my hands and, yes, Leo's there. I touch LeBron.
Oh my gosh, it's
me
awful.
Warm night and day.
It's an ornery
miles
Friday.
Miles and miles of empty space in between us. A telephone can take the place of his smile. Because Bronny hates him because he's a much better player. I love you, LeBron. Come to Philadelphia.
Enough.
I like how he stayed with it. I ain't mad at it.
I'm checking the live chances to get LeBron on Calcio. It's dipping. As from Hughes, you know, from what you said to David, it just plummeted.
You know what? And I just wanted to, like, shout out to David. And I also want to give a shout out to the motorcycle cop that I saw this morning when I was riding in. He gave me an escort to Chicken and Pete's. He gave me an escort down the street.
That's great.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that.
So that you were ready for, but the LeBron pitch.
You kind of
threw
me off.
It is what it is? All right, 215-592-9494.
I will say singing is a strong pitch.
No, it is.
In general,
now, being
effort.
Able to sing
yep.
is
no,
it will
well, yeah,
help.
That's, yeah.
You don't have to be able to sing. It's like how you feel in your spirit.
These are WIP callers, man. One step at a time.
I'm saying being able to sing would help the case. But, yeah, I mean, you're allowed to sing. Whatever your pitch is, we're sending these all to LeBron James. We're excluding Hughes, though, because that was terrible.
Mine was the best. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, that's the worst pitch in the history of pitches.
215. I said chicken piece of ready.
592-9494.
Dollar crab fries a day.
Your phone calls on all this. Plus, Sarah Reynolds is going to join us next on the All-Star Game. the Swingman Classic, and the Phils. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Midday Show, live from Chickie, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Fight Night is here, and there's no better place to trade the action than Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. UFC 329 coming up. Holloway trading at 67% to take down McGregor, which means a $100 trade on Holloway pays out $145.88. On Kalshi, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade on anything.